It's billed as an experiment in radical generosity, and it asks us to rethink the way we exchange goods and services. The sharing economy is a downright revolutionary notion in an economy that doesn't even fix things anymore. We've been conditioned to throw away things that don't work and buy new ones, and the sheer waste our society leaves behind is incredible. Joy Waters is the executive producer of Positive Media Hawaii. She's one of the organizers of next week's ShareFest Honolulu, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of rethinking involved in getting us to the sharing economy, isn't there?
Yes, and the sharing economy represents a wider global movement that's called by many names, collaborative economy, peer-to-peer economy, which basically is saying that we can take this behavior called sharing and build out an economic model around it that becomes a viable way for people to exchange goods and services. So it's an alternative to the capitalistic system. It can lie alongside of it and provide some solutions to some really severe world issues that are happening right now.
It's also kind of a return to what we had before we had this universal agreement that money was the means of exchange.
Yes, well, it's capitalism has had 400 years to establish world dominance, and in
done
that,
a pretty good job.
It has, and so some of the results of it that we've seen is that now we have this because of the profit motive has driven the way we do things, that it has left a big inequity in the distribution of wealth, and the capitalistic money system has concentrated wealth in the hands of just a few people, big corporations who are influencing the political agenda and also who are really determining the work environment for thousands and thousands of Americans and people that are working. So the sharing economy is a way to supplement that and provide, for some of that wealth inequity, provide ways to encourage people to get goods and resources and their needs met without always relying on money as the only means of exchange.
Because we've really been, we're so conditioned by this that, among other things, we talked about things that we don't fix, that how we tend to solve problems with money, and conversely, feel that we have problems if we don't have it. Well, we do have problems if we don't have it.
Yes, yes. Money is wonderful, and it's a great resource to have, but I think we also, it has caused some of this consumptive lifestyle and this throwaway culture that we have has led to this possibility of great future instability because of climate change and just we keep consuming and consuming, and it's producing waste products and pollution that we have not been able to keep up with regenerating, you know, our planet because of that. And we all have so much stuff, and yet the landfills are still filled with all of our old stuff. So, you know, what are we going to do about it? And the sharing economy provides this way to address some of those things. It's like more like an economic democracy.
Well, in a sense, if you have something of value that you want to get rid of, that you no longer have use for, but it still works, if you get something of value back, more or less equal value back, I mean, in a way, that's a radical change of consciousness to look for that before you look for some pieces of paper with deceased chief executives on them, right?
Yes, it's true. Value is important, and we like variety, you know, but it doesn't mean we always have to have new stuff to fill our variety needs. And some of the booths at ShareFest are showing people these alternative ways of exchanging goods and services and providing value to each other. For example, Oahu Time Bank will be there, and that's a system to track hours that people are in service to each other. And so it's a system to help them track their hours of what they're doing for each other, and then they can call on each other for teaching skills or to watch their kids or mow their lawn, you know. And we have other groups that are coming to share skills, like Cycle Manoa, who will share free skills about how to repair your bike. So in the end, this helps people save money, not always having to like pay someone else to do the things that we could do for ourselves if we learn some of these skills.
It also asks us to take skills and, I don't want to say monetize them, but at least attach specific value to them, and perhaps with that, recognizing the value of of a skill that, may take half your life to acquire.
Yes. We believe that we have so much abundance that lies within the community already. And so the sharing economy seeks to kind of bring that to light and have people realize they kind of are rich with knowledge. And if we share things with each other, we actually can all get richer. One of the components of the sharing economy is this idea of collaborative ownership. And through that, you can have access to things that you don't fully own, and have a way to use up the resources that you do own. So, for example, you know, instead of everybody on the block having this power saw in their garage that they only use, you know, maybe once or twice a year, if we have a tool lending library and we develop the relationships and a system where people can actually, hey, can I borrow that? Then it really, collaborative ownership of resources actually utilizes the resources more effectively. And in our days of dwindling resources on the planet, this can really be a viable solution for how all of us can have the things we need, but not everybody have it in their sitting in their garage.
Have you had a chance to hear from people who have attended similar events in the past?
Well, ShareFest Honolulu, which is on Saturday, September 20th at the UH Manoa Sustainability Courtyard, is the first of its kind here on Oahu. And but there are ShareFests that have been organized throughout the worldwide movements. And it's a thriving concept, although I think maybe a little bit new to Hawaii. But there are existing companies here in Hawaii that are working off of the sharing economy model. For example, one of our booth vendors is Box Jelly, which is a co-working space. They're sharing office environment. Entrepreneurs get together. They don't have to have their own offices. They pay a membership fee, and they have bathrooms. They have printers. They have this place they can come and work. And we have people like the Outdoor Circle, which is citizens dedicated to protecting the commons, you know, which is that's all of our plants and the air we breathe and the water. And so they're standing up and saying, yes, we accept the shared responsibility for the things we actually collectively own. It's very empowering.
You know, I know that before the three of us, you and me and Wes Oda were talking about this. And, of course, Wes is talking about a self-contained disaster plan for his neighborhood, Manoa.
Yes.
A lot of commonalities in what you folks are looking for.
Yes, because waste management is a big deal, you know, and well, disasters preparing, I mean, this looming possibility that what do we do if the boats stop coming? And it's really relying on our local, the sharing economy is very promoting localization of businesses, because basically we only have each other, you know, when to meet our goods and services. And so if we can skill up a little. And, you know, he's talking about surviving 7 days, but then what, you know, even beyond that, what if your objects break, you know, and so learning new skills and sharing the resources we already have is ways we can get through that. But the sharing economy also is addressing more of a long-term nature of how can we build these resilient economies.
Become more resilient ourselves,
yes,
too, Joy.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you very much.
Joy Waters is the executive producer of Positive Media Hawaii and one of the coordinators of ShareFest Honolulu, which is a week from Saturday at the University of Hawaii Manoa's Sustainability Courtyard from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you can learn more at hpr2.org.
Them dead president. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm barely dead. Everybody loved them dead presidents. A little bit of Lincoln can't park the car. Washington, he can't go too far. Jefferson is good, play the track. If you think you're gonna bring something big back, them dead presidents.